You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From London to Hollywood and even Santa Barbara.
Hello, peasants.
It's the Royal Report with Gary Bryan and Lisa Stanley.
Hello, Governor.
Oh, yay.
First off, happy belated birthday to Harry. Prince Harry turned 38 yesterday.
And the late Prince Harry.
No, he's not the late. And listen, he got a great birthday present. They told him he will be able to wear his military uniform stand vigil for the Queen.
Well, so that's nice.
I hope he gets to wear it, too, at the funeral. Yeah.
Now, they've changed his title, though. Did you see that?
Oh, God, what is it?
Instead of the Duke of Sussex, he's now just the dude from Sussex.
No, he's not.
And, which I think is... It's kind of nice because it sounds a little bit...
No.
I know that.
And the new slogan is, nothing succeeds like Sussex.
All right, look, just when you thought you heard it all, this story comes buzzing around. People magazine spoke to a guy named John Chappell. He was the Queen's beekeeper. That's right, she didn't just have horses and corgis. She had bees and lots of them. She had several hives on,
I had hives once in a while. And used to get it from the berries.
She has several
You have a rash. Did you know that, Lisa?
No, I don't. She had several beehives. One at Buckingham Palace. One at San...
One on her
San
head.
Renham.
Did you see that thing?
No.
Oh, yeah. She was wearing a beehive hairdo for
According
a while.
According to this guy, Chappell, he had the task... This is so crazy to me. Of informing the Queen's bees of her death, which he said was tradition. And after he informed the bees that Her Majesty was gone, he then had to let them know King Charles III is now their new master.
Attention, all bees.
Yeah.
Everyone, face this way. Stop buzzing.
The bees must be told of change in ownership, according to this guy. Otherwise, he says they will no longer produce honey and they will leave the hive. No.
It's hard to train
that
bees.
That is so crazy. I mean, I can't even imagine. Yeah. It's a very strange tradition, but guess what? It's not just a tradition in England. Oh, no. It happens in Ireland, Wales, Germany, France, the Netherlands, Switzerland. Oh, and right here in the U.S. I'd like to meet a beekeeper.
What do you mean? What do they do?
If whoever controls the hive,
yes.
If that human dies, then the beekeeper has to tell the bees that their human died.
How dare you?
I mean, that is the craziest story ever. He says after you inform the bees, you say a little prayer, and then you place a black ribbon on the hive.
Lisa!
Your bees are fine,
Lisa,
Queenie. You're the bee's niece.
Did you realize the bees have a queen as well?
Yes, they have a queen bee.
The queen bee.
Yeah, well, apparently...
Well, you know, excuse me.
I don't have you to listen know. To you now. You're in heaven.
Of course you.
All right.
I'm fading away.
According to the beekeeper, the bees
Your
must...
Your Majesty.
The bees must be told of the change in ownership. Otherwise, like I said, they're no longer going to produce honey.
Do they introduce the new master, the king?
Is there a king bee?
Hello.
No.
Hello, all you bees. No. Hello. What happened? Where'd the bees go?
So this guy's been tending to those bees for 15 years.
You see his picture? It looks like it's 50 years. No, this guy looks like something out of, Lord of the Rings.
Well, it's very stressful to take care of beehives, okay?
What if he ever got stung?
He's... Of course, I'm sure he has.
Yeah.
He's hoping King Charles leaves the bees on the royal ground. All right, and now that the queen is gone, people are coming out of the woodwork to tell stories about her. There's a guy, he's an actor. His name is Matt Smith.
Oh, he played Prince Philip in The Crown.
Right, and now he's playing another prince in House of Dragons, just so you know. He played Prince Philip in The Crown season 1 and 2. He was on the Today Show yesterday talking to Savannah Guthrie and Hoda Kotb about the Queen and Philip watching The Crown. Take a listen.
I heard the Queen had watched it, and she used to watch it on a projector on a Sunday night, apparently, and I know that Philip definitely didn't.
No.
A friend of mine sat next to him at a dinner once. I think Philip asked my friend if he'd made The Crown. My friend couldn't resist by the end of the meal. He was like, Philip, I have to ask, have you watched The Crown? And apparently turned around to him and went, don't be ridiculous.
How dare you?
How dare you think
did
I'd watch that?
Watch Matt Smith try to betray my handsomeness.
Well, he is a pretty handsome guy.
No, of course I am, Lisa.
No,
that's
no.
Why I had all the baroness.
No, Matt Smith.
Oh, how dare you?
All right. Clearly,
who's
though,
as handsome as me?
No, Charles, you're the bomb diggity bomb. Clearly, Harry had also seen The Crown, because here's what happened when he met, Smith met Harry.
I met Harry once at the polo, which sounds a bit grand, but it wasn't that grand. And he rocked up to me. And he went, granddad.
Granddad?
Yeah. Because he'd watched the show. He'd
oh, my gosh.
Show.
Oh,
I can't claim to know if he watches it currently, but he'd watched a bit of it then.
Well, he obviously knew that he played Prince Philip. So.
Harry is nearsighted.
No, he's not. And speaking of Harry, remember when he did that interview touring around L.A. with James Corden?
Yes.
I don't think we really took a listen to it, because here he talks about The Crown.
How do you feel about The Crown? They don't pretend to be news. It's fictional, but it's loosely based on the truth.
Yes.
Of course, it's not strictly accurate. It gives you a rough idea about what that lifestyle and what the pressures of putting duty and service above family and everything else, what can come from that. With The Crown, it's the difference between that is obviously fiction, take it how you will.
Mm. He does watch it, though, obviously, and he does say it's loosely based.
God save our noble king.
All right. The new season of The Crown drops in November. I don't know how they're going to handle the death of the queen, but they're going to have
to probably show her that she passes away, I think.
They're going to have to figure it out, I'm sure. All right.
I'm just guessing.
All they got to do is watch the news.
Yeah.
Entertainment report.
Are they going to cover the death of the queen in the last season? What do you think?
I think they will.
Because right now they're filming the death of Di. So
yeah.
they're
and they have
30
one more
years
season
ago.
To do. And yeah. I think they will, of course, cover that.
Then how about Meghan? They're going to go into that.
There's no death happening with Meghan.
No, I don't mean that.
Oh.
How dare you?
How dare you?
How dare you?
Yeah, they are going into the story of Meghan and Harry leaving. I did read that. Mm. Either way, it's going to be a good season of The Crown. It drops in November.
What do the bees think?
They like it.
Yes.
Yeah, they like it. They think it's the bee's knees.
You've been listening to the unofficial Royal Report.
Let them eat cake.